hearings yesterday, it becomes ever more clear every day. The statistical anomalies, the unlikelihood of Joe Biden having 349 less counties in his column than Barack Obama, but somehow getting almost 10 million more votes. All of these things continue to add up to the impossible idea that Joe Biden won the election. He lost state after state by big margins, Ohio, Florida, Texas, Iowa. And yet they'd have you believe that he carried six cities in such a fashion he won the entire election. Ken Blackwell is joining me. He is the former Ohio State Treasurer. He was also the Secretary of State in Ohio. He ran for governor there in 2006. And he wrote a great column, The Greatest Electoral Heist in American History. I read it recently, invited him on the program. Ken, thank you for taking the time to be here.
Steve, it's good to be with you, sir.
The more I see, sir, you look at what was being said in Arizona yesterday. Those machines were hooked to the Internet. Now, we were told that very same thing by people who follow the Ethernet lines at Cobo Hall in Detroit, that these machines were all hooked to the Internet and different things were going on and ballots were coming in whose provenance was unknown in the middle of the night and on and on and on. How do we let this election stand? How do we allow that to go on?
Well, I think we have to press on. And let me just say, make 2 points in the beginning. You know, when I was a kid, I was fascinated with the work of Lewis Carroll and his Alice in Wonderland Through the Looking Glass. And I was always fond of a saying that Alice had when she said, things are getting curiouser and curiouser. And that hit the nail on the head as it applies to the improper administration of elections across the country, but most notably in not just five battleground states, but big counties in those states that were operated and administered by operations that had deep histories of political corruption. And so this was well orchestrated. And we must press on because in 244 years of our constitutional republic, there probably haven't been more than one or two greater moments of travesty and crisis. And that's what we have right now. Across those five states, there were disruptions in the chain of custody of ballots. There was a lack of sufficient verification, making sure that voters were who they claimed to be. And there were, you know, transparency matters. So that's on top of, and I try to stay in my lane, that's on top of these deep questions around the voting machine and the associated software with them and how they were managed in these battleground states. So you have the legal challenge that's being waged. You have the election administration glitches and improprieties, and you have the machinery and software. I've stayed focused on the election administration problem, Steve, and I've also stayed focused on something else. And that is that the Constitution of the United States of America, in Article 2 of Section 1, gives the state legislatures in our respective states the right to seat electors to the Electoral College. I believe, and I put forth in a Breitbart piece and an associate piece in the American Spectator, that state legislatures have a constitutional obligation to conduct investigations beyond the legal court challenges and to go deep and to expose these not only just improprieties but these acts of election fraud and criminality. And as such, those legislatures, particularly in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Arizona, Pennsylvania have an obligation to seat the electors that would have been duly placed there if, in fact, not for these irregularities.
Let me ask you this, because this is what comes to mind. You're the former Secretary of State for the state of Ohio, a state, you know, bigger than Wisconsin, close enough to Pennsylvania, similar to Georgia in size, I suppose. Here's the thing. The Secretary of States in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan, they all arbitrarily changed the laws themselves. How is that even legal? Could you even do that in the state of Ohio?
No. The responsibility for setting the schedule, the responsibility for setting the conditions under which the elections were administered are the property and the responsibility of state legislatures. You know, in Pennsylvania, in the 11th hour of the 2020 elections, the Secretary of State, a political appointee of the governor, a political operative, changed the rules, changed the schedule in that 11th hour. That was unconstitutional. And there is every right to press that. And it goes across the board. Let me tell you, what bothers me is that in Georgia, and so in Pennsylvania and Michigan, for instance, you have Democrats who sort of are running this heist. The problem in Georgia is that it's all Republican. And for the life of me, I can't figure out how Governor Kemp, the Secretary of State of Georgia, and the Republican majority in the legislature are letting this play out.
It makes no sense to me at all.
It makes no sense.
It makes no sense at all. And they've done nothing that I can see, Ken, to shore up the upcoming election on January 5th that will determine who's in charge of the United States Senate. They've done nothing to shore up to protect from mail-in ballots.
Absolutely. And signature. That's why I talked into the president's campaign, and I said you can't run this in Georgia particularly as either or. You have to choose whether or not you're going to just focus in on protecting the integrity of the January 5th election, or you're going to prosecute the president's case against the corruption.
It can't be. It's got to be both. Now, can you hold 1 second?
Yes, sir.
I've got to go to a commercial here, but I'd like to talk to you a bit more if we could. Ken Blackwell here, former Secretary of State of Ohio. He knows a thing or two about elections and integrity and how to run an election. And I'll remind everybody again, on Election Day 2020, Florida, Texas, Ohio, no issues. Votes are counted. Votes are posted. End of story. Quick break. You're in the No Panic Zone here on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. Ken Blackwell will be with us on the other side of the break as well, so don't go anywhere.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state, and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dtecleanenergy.com. DTE. What's the easiest way to switch to 100% clean energy? Enroll in DTE's My Green Power program. Anyone can sign up and choose the percentage of renewable energy to use. My Green Power is one of the biggest voluntary programs in the country, and you can join today. No installation, no long-term commitment, and the fastest way to help speed Michigan to a clean energy future. Visit migreenpower.com today. DTE.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing, it's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.